What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
It's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just before 2 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Barnes-Harris. We are moments away from the introductory press conference of new Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg. We're going to carry it live here on The Score. Press conferences on The Score are presented by Hyundai, so stay tuned. Tomorrow night, the Blackhawks will see the Lightning in Tampa Bay for the first time since February 27th. And that night, the Hawks were shut out 4-0 down in Tampa. But now, both teams are in the Stanley Cup Final. Game 1, puck drops at 7 tomorrow night. Jeff Samardzija is 4-2 on the season, and he's been hot as of late. He'll see Kobe Lewis tonight from Arlington, Texas. The Rangers most likely continue to get Josh Hamilton in the lineup with Adrian Beltre out for 2 more weeks with a sprained thumb. Kyle Hendricks looks to remain hot for the Cubs. The last 2 games started, the Cubs won both those Hendricks starts, and he'll see a Marlins team that's lost 10 of 12 at home, averaging just 2.6 runs per game in that stretch. First pitch at 6:10 tonight. Nationals lead the Blue Jays 2-0, and that's in the 7th inning. Roger Federer loses in 3 sets to Stan Wawrinka in the French Open. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Engine threats lurk around every corner. Stay ahead of gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Best total engine protection you can get. Protect your car with breakthrough in premium gasoline today. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score is tonight, 6:30 pregame. Sox and Rangers on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Boars and Bernstein.
The worst.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 201 Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And momentarily, we will be taking you to the Advocate Center for the introduction of Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg. And we're told that representing Bulls players, Tony Snell and Doug McDermott. Doug McDermott's probably there with pom-poms and sparklers.
We'll find out this year.
I'm here!
We'll find out this year.
Let me play!
We will find out.
I can shoot!
Yes. I think that skill is the shooting skill. I think he still has that. Don't
and
you?
Jerry Reinsdorf also there in attendance. And this is courtesy Comcast Sportsnet and presented by Hyundai.
Fred Hoiberg as the new head basketball coach of the Chicago Bulls. And Fred, we feel strongly that we've got a guy with a skill package of a winning coach. A guy who is a natural leader and a great, great communicator. Fred's a guy that played in the league for a long time, was an executive in the league, and then has had unparalleled success coaching at Iowa State, leading Iowa State to Big 12 championships, nationally ranked teams, NCAA tournament teams, teams that year in and year out were among the nation's best as far as pace of play, and as far as offensive efficiency. Obviously, we've known Fred for a long, long time and thought very highly of Fred. We have great respect for who he is as a person, and we have great respect for the job that he has done. He's a talented, in-demand coach that has attracted significant interest throughout the league and was on top of our list as we began this process. We visited with Fred at length this past weekend, and as we did, it became very apparent to us that he was the fit that we had talked about, a fit with our players, a fit with our team, and he was the right guy to maximize the potential of this basketball team. As far as the timing, Jerry and I visited casually with Fred last week to gauge interest, and so Jerry could become reacquainted with Fred. As I said, this past weekend, we started to talk seriously about the job. And then last night, as we met, we came to a final agreement for Fred to become the head basketball coach of the Bulls. Frankly, we didn't know it would move this quickly, but we're very happy that it did move this quickly, and we're extremely happy that we've got our guy. You know, I had a rival GM call me last night, first of all, to congratulate us on getting Fred to come as our head basketball coach. It's a guy who had tried to hire Fred in the last year or two. And quite simply, what he said to me was, you are getting a special coach and you're getting a special person. And he couldn't have said it any better. We know we're getting a special coach and a special person, and we just want to welcome Fred and his family to Chicago, into the Chicago Bulls organization.
Thank you, Gar.
Well, first of all, thanks for coming out today. I see a lot of people that made the trip over from Iowa, a lot of media members that, you know, I really feel like we've built a special relationship over the last 5 years. And really all the way back to my playing days growing up in Ames, a lot of the media members that supported that journey. And I appreciate you guys coming over for this press conference today. Also see a lot of familiar faces from the media in Chicago. That were covering the Bulls when I was playing here. And guys, those are some pretty lean years, as I think y'all remember, when I was playing in this organization. But I appreciate that. It's great to see the familiar faces and also some new faces. And I'm looking forward to building that same type of relationship that I have with the media members from Iowa, especially the ones that came over here. There's a lot of people that I need to thank for this unbelievable opportunity. And that starts with Jerry Reinsdorf. I want to thank him for believing in me to lead this franchise. I want to thank Gar Forman. I want to thank John Paxson. I want to thank Michael Reinsdorf and really the entire Bulls organization. And again, it's been fun for me in the short time that I've been here last night and this morning and walking around the office and getting the tours and seeing people, again, that were here when I was playing for the Bulls back in the late 90s and early 2000s. So it's been great to reacquaint with some of those people that obviously do a great job here. I want to thank everybody at Iowa State. The last 5 years have been really, really special times in our lives. The person I want to start with is Jamie Pollard, the athletic director at Iowa State. Jamie took a chance on me 5 years ago. I still remember it like it was yesterday when I got the first call from Jamie when I was working as an executive in the Minnesota Timberwolves front office. Jamie called after I'd gotten done with a background check on a kid. We had 4 first-round draft picks and a ton of salary cap space. And Jamie laid out a scenario that Coach McDermott had been offered a long-term contract for Creighton. He said if he took that position, would I be interested in the job? I said, Jamie, just tell me when and where, and I'll be there. And he was up at my house in Chaska, Minnesota. We met for 4 or 5 hours. And I just laid out my vision on how I felt that we could get Iowa State basketball back on the national map. And it's been a really special run. I want to thank President Joffre, who was the president when I was hired there, for signing off on that hire. And then President Stephen Leith, who was the current president at Iowa State. And I'm a firm believer in leadership starts at the top. And we had that at Iowa State. And I really believe that's the reason why we had success in our program is because of that great leadership, and it trickled all the way down throughout our entire program. I want to thank my players. The hardest thing about leaving Iowa State University right now is the players that we had built, that I'd built such great relationships with. It's a special, special group of kids. And you know, one thing I've been really proud of with all the things that have been going on in the media with speculation and rumors is how they have stuck together throughout this time. And every day they group chat and they group message and they keep in contact. And they've really battled through this time. And I think come closer as a group. I'm looking forward to watching that team play next year. I really am. Not only as a guy that played a part in their lives, but also as an Iowa State alum. And I really am truly excited to see them hopefully compete for a national championship, because they've certainly got the group and the toughness to get there.
It goes down.
And to have that opportunity.
Care.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
I want to thank
the fans at Iowa State. I grew up in Ames. My wife grew up in Ames. Our family obviously has spent a lot of time in that community. And in my opinion, there's not a better fan base in college basketball than the Iowa State fans, and in college athletics than the Iowa State fans. And really going all the way back to high school, we were winning a state championship, and we had a better team than McDermott's team, by the way. And, you know, it was awesome to get that support all the way back into high school and through my years as a player. In these last 5 years as a coach, we have a thing in our arena called Hilton Magic, and it's true. We've won a lot of games because of the fans in that building. And guys, I'm always going to be a Cyclone. There's no doubt, and I look forward to going back and spending a lot of time.